So today I'm going to begin talking about the power to change, learn about domestic violence, ways to help the community be more engaged in domestic violence and not run from it. Today, I'm going to talk about the effects of domestic violence. You know, domestic violence survivors face ongoing and challenging effects. After enduring physical, mental, emotional abuse, it's going to take time for a survivor to adjust to living, you know, in a safe environment, and especially if the perpetrator was severely violent with him or her. And the ones who committed the actions over a long period of time. So addressing the pain can be very overwhelming for a victim. The healing process can help survivors develop inner strengths, lessen their fear of safety for themselves and other families. So on a journey to recovery from the victim, they should understand that healing takes time. The effects of the trauma can vary widely, you know, from person to person due to the individual, and responses to stress and age and maybe the frequency and severity of abuse. So some of the common physical effects of domestic violence could be bruises, shortness of breath, muscle tension, sprained or broken wrist, red or purple marks on the body, maybe changes in eating and sleeping patterns, menstrual cycle, fertility issues in women. There are many things that happen to victims, post-traumatic stress, depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, questioning oneself. Perpetrator can accuse, belittle, and constantly on a daily basis humiliate her. So what are some common emotional or spiritual effects of domestic violence? Somebody might be feeling hopelessness, inability to trust again, unmotivated, apprehensive, discouraged about the future, don't know what direction to go to, questioning about their spiritual faith. So these are some common emotional and spiritual effects of domestic violence. Also, I went over some common mental effects of domestic violence. And then what are the common physical effects of domestic violence? You know, the effects of domestic violence can last for years. That's why it's very important to get professional help or go to a domestic violence group so that you have support to be able to regain and rebuild your life in a healthy way. Today, I'm going to talk about the effects of domestic violence. You know, domestic violence survivors face ongoing and challenging effects. After enduring physical, mental, emotional abuse, it's going to take time for a survivor to adjust to living, you know, in a safe environment, and especially if the perpetrator was severely violent with him or her, and the ones who committed the actions over a long period of time. So addressing the pain can be very overwhelming for a victim. The healing process can help survivors develop inner strengths, lessen their fear of safety for themselves and other families. So on a journey to recovery from the victim, they should understand that healing takes time. The effects of the trauma can vary widely, you know, from person to person due to the individual, and responses to stress and age and maybe the frequency and severity of abuse. So some of the common physical effects of domestic violence could be bruises, shortness of breath, muscle tension, sprained or broken wrist, red or purple marks on the body, maybe changes in eating and sleeping patterns, menstrual cycle, fertility issues in women. There are many things that happen to victims, post-traumatic stress, depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, questioning oneself. Perpetrator can accuse, belittle, and constantly on a daily basis humiliate her. So, what are some common emotional or spiritual effects of domestic violence? Somebody might be feeling hopelessness, inability to trust again, unmotivated, apprehensive, discouraged about the future, don't know what direction to go to, questioning about their spiritual faith. So these are some common emotional or spiritual effects of domestic violence. Also, I went over some common mental effects of domestic violence. And then what are the common physical effects of domestic violence? You know, the effects of domestic violence can last for years. That's why it's very important to get professional help or go to a domestic violence group so that you have support to be able to regain and rebuild your life in a healthy way. Today, I'm going to talk about the effects of domestic violence. You know, domestic violence survivors face ongoing and challenging effects. After enduring physical, mental, emotional abuse, it's going to take time for a survivor to adjust to living, you know, in a safe environment, and especially if the perpetrator was severely violent with him or her. And the ones who committed the actions over a long period of time. So addressing the pain can be very overwhelming for a victim. The healing process can help survivors develop inner strengths, lessen their fear of safety for themselves and other families. So on a journey to recovery from the victim, they should understand that healing takes time. The effects of the trauma can vary widely, you know, from person to person due to the individual, and responses to stress and age and maybe the frequency and severity of abuse. So some of the common physical effects of domestic violence could be bruises, shortness of breath, muscle tension, sprained or broken wrist, red or purple marks on the body, maybe changes in eating and sleeping patterns, menstrual cycle, fertility issues in women. There are many things that happen to victims, post-traumatic stress, depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, questioning oneself. Perpetrator can accuse, belittle, and constantly on a daily basis humiliate her. So what are some common emotional or spiritual effects of domestic violence? Somebody might be feeling hopelessness, inability to trust again, unmotivated, apprehensive, discouraged about the future, don't know what direction to go to, questioning about their spiritual faith. So these are some common emotional or spiritual effects of domestic violence. Also, I went over some common mental effects of domestic violence. And then what are the common physical effects of domestic violence? You know, the effects of domestic violence can last for years. That's why it's very important to get professional help or go to a domestic violence group so that you have support to be able to regain and rebuild your life in a healthy way.